USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Supreme Court on Tuesday blocked a Texas law that prohibits large social media companies, such as Facebook and Twitter, from banning or removing users' posts based on political viewpoints. The vote was close in a 5-4 decision. Matt Schurz, president of the Computer and Communications Industry Association, argued the law violated the corporation's First Amendment rights. As the U.S. economy continues to struggle mightily, the cost of everything has gone up so much, Americans are spending thousands of dollars more every year on the things that were affordable when America was energy independent. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen admits on CNN she pegged the economy wrong when she said inflation was transitory.
Look, I think I was wrong then about the path that inflation would take.
USA Radio News.
Paid for by Government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Uvalde School Police Chief Peter Arredondo, who was in command during law enforcement's severely delayed response to the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School, was sworn in as a member of the city council on Tuesday. Also, Texas Department of Public Safety said Uvalde police were no longer cooperating with its investigation into the massacre. A series of misinformation has plagued the police department. As the old saying goes, you don't miss it until it's gone.
Most Americans blame President Joe Biden, not Russia's invasion of Ukraine, for rampant inflation plaguing the U.S. This according to a study released Tuesday. The Convention of States Action Trafalgar Group survey found almost 60% of people identified Biden's policies and spending as the leading contributor to rising inflation in the U.S. Biden told reporters earlier in May his administration's policies are helping, not causing, inflation and high gas prices. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
U.S. District Court Judge Paul L. Friedman is set to preside over an important hearing for John Hinckley, the man who shot President Reagan back in 1981, and is on the verge of being released from all remaining restrictive conditions. Judge Friedman said back in September that he would free Hinckley from restrictions on June 15th, as long as Hinckley continued to do well. Hinckley will not attend Wednesday's hearing. If you feel President Biden is bad at his job, you're not alone. RNC spokesperson Paris Denard on Fox News overnight.
I think the American people are just surprised at how bad the Biden-Harris White House is at every aspect of governing, when it comes to policy or when it comes to actually PR or actually when it looks at how the Biden White House deals with the president who has these series of gaffes. And remember, the president's own sister in a recent interview said that these aren't gaffes. She said when he speaks, they're actually truths. And so if we take her word for it, when he makes these so-called gaffes, they should be taken as fact, as truth. The problem is the White House knows that the things that he says are wrong, shows incompetence, and in many instances could put the American people in danger, especially when he says that Russia could have a minor incursion with Ukraine. These are problematic statements that the White House has to fix because the president is just bad at his job. He's totally incompetent.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.